Blog Talk Radio.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Are you not a-
entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Turn the music up. Turn me down. Google it. Let's go get him again. Time is for the money, my nigga. Brooklyn, stand up. Never been a nigga this good for this long, this hood, for this pop, this hot, for this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song, the next one I switch up, this one will get bit up. These fucks too lazy to make up shit, they crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me, you know what? Soon they forget where they pluck, they hold style from then try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my barrel. I'm big enough to do it, I'm that barrel. Plus I know my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime Minister, back to finish my business up.
One on everybody list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. Fuck this.
What more can I say?
looking lovely.
No one above it. Ooh, girl, you really got it going on. I wanna thank you, I wanna thank you. You're the reason why I sang this song. A rose is red, a violet's blue. Who cares as long as I'm with you? So God, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, gal. Let's run away.
You're sweet as honey, and just as sunny as a night and warm afternoon. Oh, your smiling face, your loving grace could light up any room. Now I won't mention, but I need a pen to make sure I'm not dreaming. Cause loving like this doesn't come every day.
Don't deserve me, but girl, just hurt me. With all the love you can find, oh baby girl, my lemon drop, my lollipop, girl, candy must be your night. Cause your sweetness is my weakness, and I'm damn sure nothing can be this.
Nothing even matters at all. Nothing.
even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me so 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Don't
these buildings go out to sea? Some natural catastrophe. Still there's no place I'd rather be. Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
My identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, baby. Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Said it don't matter, baby, baby.
Oh. No. Never either. Cause nothing even matters no more. See nothing, it don't matter. See nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
Now I change the phone and make it to the final fall. Just repossess my fall by fall. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Oh, oh, oh. Nothing even matters.
Oh, talk to you for hours. I wanna give you your flowers and some champagne showers or the shrimp and lobster tarts. But it's me that gets the power. Ooh, what you do? What you do? I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You put me up on the counter. Ecstasy is under showers. Come for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. Say nobody, I mean nobody. All these niggas full of shit. You just a homie once they hit. Felt like giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like us. I pray for you on my knees every night for some hours and hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is mine. Look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding you close for hours and hours. Now,
ladies and gentlemen, we like to say pardon our smoke and our dust as it was getting started here. Mr. Van Metals was not able to make it today. He's a little under the weather. We ask that y'all thoughts and prayers be with the young man and him and his family during this time. It's nothing serious, but he is under the weather. So we decided to come in Van's stead, me and Paul Sampson. Paul Sampson is currently having some technical difficulties. We decided to go ahead and try to give y'all a show anyways. Let me go check the fly paper to see what's sticking over here, see if we got any hands up or what may have you over here. Oh, my goodness. I don't like when it says that. It says there's a problem. All right. We should be good for the time being. What I am about to do, I'm about to go through my poetry. I'm about to go through my poetry and just do some poetry for you guys. Until we get some people in here and get their hands up. We started a little bit late, so I understand that people come by here and they see that we're not open. And then they go ahead and do something else, and we're going to go ahead and wait for those people who are going to double back around. Paul Sampson, is that you, sir?
Yes, sir. That be me.
What's going on with you, brother? Loud and clear.
Oh, good. Perfect, perfect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Phew.
You sound good, too, man. I mean,
there for a moment.
Yeah. It could be that way at times. Good to have you, man. How you doing today, brother?
Right. We made it. I'm pretty good now. I'm actually sitting down doing nothing.
You sound like you just ran a marathon, though, man. Did you good over there? We ain't got to send the people over there, do we?
No. I had to run downstairs to get my coconut shrimp that I was cooking before they got too done. And then run back up here before I missed the end of the song.
Oh, you dry bragging. I got you, brother. I got you. You dry bragging. I understand how this show going to go tonight.
No such a thing.
I'm over
here
eating
these
delicious coconut shrimp. I bit into it, and the juice squirted all over the room. Really, Paul? Really?
But the worst part about it is I had to run back up here because I didn't know how much more time I had, so I haven't even tasted them yet. That'll be on the next station identification.
Yeah, by that time you can mail and send me something through the Amazon or something, man. We got to work on something here, bro. I just got done eating a bag of granola, some rocks and tree branches.
Well, that's all right, too. But you should see me trying to eat them with no teeth. But I still get it in. It's still going down.
I can't. Don't stop me from eating steak.
not at all. Let me tell you, I am true fat man in a skinny body. Only thing I can't get is the peanuts, but that's okay.
What does that have to do with anything, bro?
I can't chew them.
Oh, all right.
I see we got a couple of callers up in here. You know, but ain't nobody raising their hands. I don't know.
Oh, man, you know how folks is, man. They just want to go ahead and see what's going on before they go ahead and throw their poems and stuff out there, man.
Oh, I guess that could be. That's a viable excuse. I'll take that one.
I'll be people watching at the mall, too, man. Everybody got a story, man.
I know that's right. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
About what?
A poem, what piece I'm going to do at some point tonight.
Oh, damn. Well, let me start trying to figure out something, too, then. I'm glad you gave me a heads up instead of being like you found yours. Like, all right, Jay, let's do it now. Let's do what?
Would I do that?
Man, I think you have, bro.
You really
I think
don't
you
have to
have.
Answer that.
Oh,
really
all right, that was rhetorical.
Oh, man. But it's been a pretty good day, though. Got a lot accomplished, so that's always a good thing.
I worked out my garden today, man.
Your car?
Garden.
Oh, garden. I did a little of that, but not as much as I need to do. There's always
man, people been doing stuff in buckets nowadays, man.
Yeah. I've got... Mm-hmm. 3 yards that I have to go tend to. So they're all going to be put off until Monday because I ain't doing nothing tomorrow. But,
man.
Monday, it's that time of year, you know, so.
It is.
You got to do.
It is. I know you ain't trying to look at nothing else. I heard that, bro. I heard that. First I have to give myself a decent type of limo, man, so I can get out there on my hustle, too. I used to get out there with the kids, man, and hustle the lawns and rake the leaves and all that type of stuff. It kept me in shape, though, man.
Yeah, that's true. It will do that. I'm trying to step it up to one of those riders. I don't want to walk behind that, and I want to sit down and just cut.
No, all right. You talking about the old man lawn maintenance. Now, I feel you on that, man.
Yeah. I'm playing my old man when it's convenient. When it's convenient, I'm flat. Look, and
you're old man, you don't need all this money.
If I need something,
I heard that. But man, it's been a pretty good day of poetry, man. I went into a couple of different spots, man, looking around. But I've been mainly just trying to stay off to myself. I've been staying away from the poetry, Paul. I don't know what the hell I'm in here doing with a pop up. Man, just, you know, I like to do things for a certain amount of time, bro. And once you go ahead and get to that certain amount of time, I like to do something different. So I've been kind of cruising with the poetry and trying to incorporate some other creative things into my repertoire.
There you go. Just add to it. Don't just drop it.
I'm here.
This is true. Yeah.
And that's
the
start.
Getting on Gina when I said bust it. And you just dragged me right on with you.
No. I know, I heard how that came across. I know exactly what that meant right there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Oh, so that means you're volunteering?
Right.
At that point, I couldn't say no. The
It must go on. Injured
and the beautiful thing about Epiphany, man, we got each other's back. You know, if one can't show, hey, we got plenty more. And here we are.
That's how it normally go, bro. I am up here trying to sign myself a poem, man. Oh, don't let me stop you.
But, I was going to say something. Look, no, it wasn't about the poem. I'm going to wait for you.
I'm still mining for mine right now, man. Trying to find mine.
So I can cut a little bit. They do those in these other pets. No, David, mine, I ain't going to be cussing, but. David, that's the man.
Understandable.
He's been so proud of me about a week ago.
What, you need to cuss out everybody?
No, just one person.
Just the one.
I was shocked at some of the things that came out of my mouth. Boy, I ain't did that in a long time. It almost felt good.
What'd you do? You filled up that sweat jar? You filled up that sweat jar?
Yeah, I did. Shoot, I can take. Mm-hmm. I can go on vacation off of that one.
I don't think it's right to you that if you cuss, you get a chance to use the money too. I think that should go to an orphanage or orphanage something.
I'm an orphan. Both of my parents are gone. I'm an orphan.
Hey, it could have went to me too. Here. Yeah.
Oh, so that was your whole point. You trying to get the money.
Yeah, man. But I don't think it's fair, man, because it's not really punishing you. It's just making you save, which is a good thing. Would it really be punishing you?
Punishment,
like, yeah,
enough,
man.
Too.
No.
Making you save, that's no. Punishment.
The black man's kryptonite.
You got that right. And don't let that four-letter word come up. E.
I know, I'd be on sales too, man. I'd be thrifting too, bro.
Okay. Man, look, we got a thrift store down around the corner that men's clothing are $3 per article. And they be having some name brand stuff, and every now and then you find something brand spanking new with the price tag on it. But I get a military discount, so I'm not even paying $3.
No, see now you just really started to step into the annals of cheapdom now, you know what I'm saying? Give that people that $3 for that shirt, man.
Nope.
Oh,
I'm gonna keep that 30 cents or whatever it might be. Them 30 cents is add up too.
And I know if you took the time to go to the military, man, enjoy your discount, brother.
Yes, indeed. They don't give me much, so I'm going to take what I can get.
They need to be giving us a hazardous dirty pay for dealing with these dirty cops and all this other crazy stuff that's going on here. Man, what's going on with your boy P. Diddy, man? The diddler.
I don't know.
You world getting bad, bro.
Yeah, well,
all this money out here.
We're going to see days like this. We're going to see days change into things like this. Well, all types of chaos and I don't even know what to call half this mess. But
man,
I never thought I was going to be around here.
Yeah.
But it came sooner than I thought.
Yeah. It took them not that long. It took them like 65 years for the Wright brothers to go, in which they stole the patent from a black man. But we'll talk about that later. It took them 65 years for them to go ahead and get that glide in the air to getting on the moon, man. Things move fast. That's within a lifetime, bro. And things are moving even faster than that now, bro. So, yeah, I feel you on that. If you don't watch out, you'll look up and you'll be in the past.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You'll be looking at the future of history.
Mm. From the Bay.
Well, I found a piece. Did you find one yet?
Are we still looking for pieces?
No, I'm not.
Hold on.
You guys are going to get on easy, huh?
What's the vibe? Well, what's the vibe as of yet?
It's pop-up, so that means whatever pops up, whatever you want to speak.
No.
Whatever pops up in your mind.
All right, that sounds good to me, man. Any particular order?
No. I guess you could go first.
I guess that would be the particular order.
Yeah. You're the host. I'm the co-host, so I take
No. Nice try. Ladies and gentlemen, let me clarify one thing right now. I'm riding shotgun with this young man here today. I'm riding shotgun. I'm turning the letters for Pat Sajak here.
That was a good one. You're showing your age, though.
I know, man. No, she's still on the air. He tried to get rid of her about 40 years ago, but he had to get that one out.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Nowadays, I'm glad that I can show my age, because when you see the amount of parents burying their children, the amount of young folk leaving this world these days, man, I'm grateful to be 65 and still alive.
Man, folks don't care about life like they used to, man. You see people
they
doing stuff just because John Wick did it, man. They're like, come on, man. Yeah. John Wick didn't tell y'all wrong, man. It's like Eminem, man. Eminem was out there telling them blue and yellow, purple pills, blue and yellow, purple pills. Then next thing you know, an addiction came about. So we just got to be careful what we take into ourselves, bro.
Everything that sounds good might not be advantageous.
Advantageous. I like that word right there, man. Man, I was listening to the Bible the other day, man. And I heard this verse, and it said that his heart became like wax and it melted within him. I was like, ooh. Oh, man. I got to get back there. Man, you want me to lie to you, don't you?
Nope. Tell the truth. Nope, you don't do it. There's nothing wrong with not remembering, because look. I might know some scriptures, but I might not be able to tell you what scripture it is.
I'm going to have to go track that one down. I liked it, that one. I'm going to do a word search on that one, man. It's so easy not to find a scripture you want right now. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for making it easy with some things.
Yeah, the world is getting worse, man. It has to be easy to get the word. You know, if you got to flip too many pages, folks will give up in a heartbeat. Oh, shit, man, I went through like 8-9 pages, man. I'm about to put this thing down. It wasn't that important anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something to put in the coffee table.
It is. All right, bro, I'm done stalling now.
I was busy fussing with other stuff, but did you introduce the show? I kind of wasn't paying attention to you when you started. I apologize.
You see how you is, man? What type of host is you, man? You set a bad example for your co-host. That's all I got to say.
Wow. I thought that came out the other way around.
Oh, no. That was right the way I had said it right there. At least that's the way I had seen it. I call it like I see it. That was bad, bro.
I
wasn't paying attention to what you're saying because...
Dyslexic.
Well, I thought I had to be the co-host. I said, skip it.
You is too bad.
I was about to mail it in. No, I didn't get a chance to introduce it properly, so you probably should go ahead and do that before we get started, bro.
I was trying to remind you to do it, but that's okay.
Oh, man, you really delegated
it. I got to you kind of slipped. Little young whippersnapper.
Well, after all, I am only the co-host.
Ain't that nothing. You are listening to the antics of Pop-Up Poetry, which is an offering of Epiphany, the Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial if you're listening to us in the chat rooms or on the event page. And you might want to call that number before the 11 o'clock hour. Otherwise, you won't be able to continue on with us should we go into overtime. And when you dial that number, be sure you press 1 so we know that you want to come on and share something with us. We'd love to hear from you, hear your thoughts, hear your concerns, your worries, whatever it is. We're just doing whatever's clever tonight. So go and raise your hand and let us hear something from you. And with that being said, my brother, did you find a piece to share with the audience?
I thought we was going to let 904 get off in here. They had waited so patiently for the soliloquies and all the rest of that type of stuff. Man, now they're trying to pass the buck or nothing, man. It's just that, you know, I want to leave people out there like that.
You really trying to skate out, ain't you? But that's okay. We're going to get you for the show over, I guarantee. But I'm going to let you have your way this time. And I'm going to open the mic for none other than Epiphany's own Mrs. VIP. Hey, Danielle. Excuse me, Danielle, listen to me. Boy, oh boy.
He just called a VIP.
Lord have mercy. Adrian, how are you, love?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Adrian.
I'm pretty good. Hi. Thanks for asking. So how's your day been?
My goodness. So, you guys are funny so far in the whole pop-up show.
Trying to do a little something. Paul trying to keep me honest.
This was a real last-minute pop-up.
Uh-huh.
This was
maybe
5 minutes before showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm going to sit mine whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours, Queen.
This is an old one because, of course, a pop-up one and I didn't write anything. This is called Behind the Veil. I attempt to stay behind the veil. I don't need to be known. What I need is time to think, praying for moments of peace. I am many to some, yet not too strenuous. It's my thoughts, bad dreams, and once in a while a nightmare. When I'm stuck in twilight, unable to awake, I can't cry out. But when I finally come to consciousness, I cannot help feeling I'm alone, wondering if I called someone, would they really care? Then I remember I'm in the light, and no matter what happens, in time will pass. Life has its ups and downs. It's not a game. I wish the world was a better place. There's too many killings. Nasty politics, man-made religions, which I find I need not discuss. We all must answer to the one someday. And when we claim I did it for the Lord, he'll check your heart. And if bad, he'll say he never knew your name. And for me, I obey and sacrifice. For me, altruistic. My heart and peace, I do my best to protect. So I stay behind the veil, but love me for who I am. Because on some days, I'm my own worst critic, and that's my piece.
All right, then. You know, when you first came out with that Behind the Veil, I was thinking, you know, that's what I was trying to do on this show tonight, but a certain young man wouldn't let me stay behind the veil. But I can relate to that a lot. There's a lot of things that I don't want to be up in the forefront. It used to be because I get nervous in front of people, but now it's just, I don't know. It's like I don't want the attention. With that comes a certain amount of responsibility. Because if you do something well one time, now you don't set the bar real high for yourself. And I don't know. Maybe I'm getting lazy in my old age, but I like to be in the back of things. But there's one thing, and you kind of alluded to it or touched upon it on that piece, though. There's one thing that I will not
stay behind the veil on. And that's my relationship and sharing the word of God. My relationship with him and sharing his word. You know, that one, I'll be on the forefront of that one. But everything else, if I can, I'm going to creep to the back.
Right.
But I love that piece. I haven't heard that one before, so even if it wasn't old one, it was new to me.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Jess J, what you got for that?
Hey, VIP, was that a part of a prompt or something?
No. I don't recall if it was. There could have been the veil or behind the veil.
Well, I think I might have, I was saying it because I think I might have remember you doing this piece before. This piece right here, we have to be at a certain space in our travel of life. How would you have received, how would a younger VIP have received this piece if somebody else was trying to give it to her and say, hey, sweetheart, this applies to you?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, being brought up, okay, in the church, I've always tried to lead a good life. And, you know, when everybody has their little moments, so mm-hmm. I'm not exempt. But, however, I would listen, you know. I would listen to that person. And then, you know, and then say, well, look, how do you know? But it's up to you to listen and apply it for yourself, because life is an experience anyway, and boy, is it a lesson learned, because each time we go through something, it's a lesson learned.
I'm feeling that. I was feeling this piece right here, too. I really enjoyed this right here. You know what, Joe, your poetry, the way that you approach it, And those different setups that you do are uniquely VIP. I'm really a huge fan of your work, lady.
Wow, thank you. Same goes for you. Oh yeah.
We might have to get us a Mrs. VIP fan club going.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be the president of that, Paul. You can be vice.
Okay. you're going to let me take the back seat. Why, thank you.
It's going to be folks shooting me. You might have got the best job in the United States.
But before you get away from us, Mrs. VIP, tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany world.
Okay. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in Divas Talk. And it's more over open mic, and we tend to ask poets questions, you know, and then they'll just do their poetry, and we'll talk about it. And I'm going to tell you, it's been really, really good. Poets show up, show out, and show off. How about that? And but in a good way. And we have amazing music, but the poetry is just, it's really, really, it's amazing. So y'all come out and join us, because we have fun.
I'm going to be there.
You too. Yeah. And I have to agree with her. The times that I make it through there, it is a good time to be had. Amazing poetry, laughs. Even sometimes that you got to think about some things, but it's those queens put that thing together just right. Hats off.
Oh yeah, I hung out with them Wednesday.
Did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you had a good time doing it.
Oh yeah, man. It ain't that often that you get a chance to go ahead and sit down with two divas like that, brother.
Yeah. You know what? We got to. It would be nice if we could all get together one day and do a pop-up show, a live show with all of us together. Could you imagine what that would be like?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That would be dope.
The Epiphany Clan. That would be, man, look. As soon as I hit this lottery, I'm going to send everybody a plane ticket.
And as soon as you hit it, I'll be there.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
If that's the only thing that stopped me from getting to Philly.
Oh, just the ticket? That's it?
All right, let's pretend like it happened then. I'm on my way, bro.
Okay. Come on down. I'll treat you to a Philadelphia cheesesteak. And I ain't talking about
man.
Pat and Geno's either.
Pat and Geno's.
Just Los Angeles or somewhere. Or Gooey Louie.
Gooey Louie.
She ain't joking, though. Mm-hmm. We got some good eats up this way.
But you know what they say?
We'll see when you get here.
They say the best cheesesteak is the cheesesteak you make yourself.
Uh-oh.
Well, I can't argue with you that, if you can cook, that is.
You started to.
I can't argue with you now.
Right. If you can, if you cook, right. That's right. That's right.
You'd have seen my brother. He came up from Georgia and brought as many boxes as he could take of frozen cheesesteaks because they didn't have them down there. He went down. Mm-hmm. He told me that in 2 weeks they were gone.
Oh, man. He was being too friendly with him.
No, he went. He ate them all. I thought the same thing. I thought he was, you know, sharing the love. He said, no, I wasn't because I couldn't get no more no time soon.
Oh, he just abused his cold, man.
Yeah. I'm hoping that he was at least polite enough to be alone when he did that and not sit up and cook that in front of people and just sit there and eat it with the grease dripping off your elbows and sucking your fingers and not offer none to nobody. That would be a little bit mean. So I hope he didn't do that when he was home by himself.
Paul had a whole experience.
Unless you didn't like that person. And then that's exactly what you should do.
Oh, these are the same people that Paul's going to sit for that lottery money.
There you go. The one that didn't pay my lottery ticket when I sent him to the store for me.
Right.
I'm going to get
it. I paid my lucky numbers. I didn't want your lucky numbers.
Right? I wanted my lucky numbers, and now you owe me. That $10 million I would have won because you didn't put my numbers in. I'm going to take them to court.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see you get that money, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay.
I know, right?
We went off on a whole 10.
We all know that ain't happening. But if it were to happen, woo, woo, woo.
Right? All right, guys.
All right. Mrs. VIP, thank you so much for coming through and setting the bar real high for Just Jay to follow you with his piece.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, VIP.
All right, guys. One love, one mic. Oh, you're welcome.
No, I'm being facetious.
God bless you, Adrian. I had to get you back some kind of how.
Yeah, man. I guess that's one way to do it.
Now, how do you want to do this? You want to play a song behind each piece, or you want to just, we got one, we got two more hands and us, so that's four pieces. Talk
we can wing it, man.
Wings. Now you want to talk about food. And I can't get my scripts, and you talk about some wings.
I don't know why he's trying to get to a commercial break.
You didn't have to tell everybody. Come on now.
Nah, that 2+2 actually is going.
Now you done put it out there. No, it was just this song I wanted everybody to hear. That's all.
Oh, split it. I'll go ahead and go with my piece again.
Okay. You're free, sir. The mic is yours, King.
All right. I guess after we go, we can go ahead and get a couple of tracks in or something like that. Play it right here. Have a little bit of fun.
All righty. Let me see. Hope it didn't. Oh, there it goes.
or so I heard wise men say. Just to be loved by you. Taste, touch, hear, see. Feel me now, girl, and you'll know I'm so ready to exchange lifelong vows. Yes, I am.
Segment of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, with pop-up poetry for the evening. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And I think I forgot to mention something very important. This platform, as is all of the Epiphany shows, are sponsored by Ball Links Jewelry. There's not a whole lot to say about Raw Links, except I got mine. You better get yours, because the man is doing the thing with this jewelry. He's always in my pocket. I'm going to claim him on my taxes, you know. Every time he come out with another piece, oh, I got to have that one.
Right.
But
Y'all check him out on the book. Raw Links, LLC. Another brainstorm of author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, and also known as Boss Man. Now, my brother, do I remember correctly that you were supposed to go next?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna go ahead and try to eke out a poem.
What'd you say? You freestyling? Now it's starting to sound like what's his name? Automatic. He's trying to get me every. I said, now I'm starting to sound like Automatic Charismatic. He tried to get me every time he come on the mic to freestyle.
Uh-huh.
So, no, that's your baby, not mine. But I have once or twice. And sheesh. Hats off to anybody that is comfortable with the freestyle delivery, because, man, I was nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof.
I heard you freestyle before, though, man. You ain't got no problem with no freestyle.
On a couple occasions. But like I said, I was nervous as I don't know what. That's not my forte.
All right.
I love poetry, so I'm going to try a little bit of everything.
Any shape, form, or fashion.
That's right. Because it's all good. Especially when it comes from the heart.
And in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. And with that being said, my brother, the mic is yours.
All right. See if we still got the echo. Oh, we good. All right. Tread with care. The land and the air full of pitfalls and snares. Even mother bears. When robbed of her cubs, do not test her love, because she ain't the one to be joking. She stands tall, baring claws, twitching lips, violently split, frothing jaws. She has made her mind up to more. She's at the meat market and the smorgasbord is free, and in a fleeting moment that lasts lifetimes like rushing waters. You know it's about to wash all over you, but it is me in its entirety. At a moment like this, how pure can my prayer be? Let's see. Should I send a prayer about the length or the lack of my hair? What about my stock shares? Or what if I pray that this stupid bear show my space is respecting? What hood does this bear rep anyways? Let me start this poem over, man. I'm skipping all over the place. It's been a minute since I done read it. Here we go. Tread with care. The land and the air full of pitfalls and snares. Even mother bears. When robbed of her cubs, do not test her love, because she is not the one to be joking. She stands tall, baring claws, twitching lips, violently split, frothing jaws. She has made her mind up to maul. She's at the meat market and the smorgasbord is free. And in the fleeting moment that lasts lifetime like rushing waters, you know it's about to wash all over you. But it's me, its entirety. At a moment like this, how pure can my prayer be? Let's see. Should I send a prayer about the length or the lack of my hair? What about my stock shares? Or would I pray that this stupid bear show my spacious respect? Should I pray for this beautiful chain that's around my neck? Or would I pray for a Tech 9, a flagrant foul for my favorite team, a tractor with a plow, or a prize-winning cow, the world's best Kung Pao? A little pot-belly sow, a soul seed, a rose with no bees, a cat with no fleas, or perhaps the neutrality of the Swedes. Oh, I know, a blunt full of weeds. Or perhaps just a whole mountain of personal needs. Meanwhile, this bear is making my clothes just so raggedy. Tis, might as well pray for whisk. Man, my clothes are really getting ripped, crimsoned and drenched. I don't know if they'll make it through the rents. Should I pray to be rich? Should I pray to be a pimp and a caddy, to be or not to be the daddy, even though you know and I know I impregnated Sally?
Man, this bear is savagely inefficient. Then tore my pockets and shredded my cabbage, slobbering over my bones, destroyed my touch tone. Did I leave the stove on? I think I'm forgetting my way home. Already forgot two poems. I know I'm not going to be able to find my comb. Why do my final thoughts leave me all alone? P.S. I just forgot this poem. Well, I guess it's time for flesh the rest of the clear was left of my chest. John, accept this fleeting breath. My final request, unless poem.
Wow. You went in on that one. I like that, though. But what I found the most interesting is the, I guess you could say the parental figures in that. The mama bear. And that immediately made me think about my mama. And he wasn't lying. She was a small woman. But boy, oh boy, don't mess with none of hers. Because she coming for you.
Right. That's back in the days when saying somebody mama really meant something.
Okay. You ain't never lied about that. But then the pimp daddy, he really had me with that one. Because, you know, I grew up in the Superfly age, you know, so I got that image of the green large brim hat with the long flower coming out of it and a lime green suit and some lime green shoes.
Go make it happen.
Okay. Looking like a fruit salad. But that style, it looks weird now. But man, look, if you had something like that on back then, you was the man. So that took me back to some of my younger days. So I really appreciated that piece for that. But well said, sir. I appreciate that piece.
Appreciate you, brother. It was an oldie for the goodie.
Hey. Old things are good because they've withstood the test of time. And they still here.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have a meaning and a purpose. So, you know, oldies are the best.
Man, I'm about to go ahead and slide this mic to you so you can go ahead and put your own brand of destruction on this thing.
Well, I'm going to play a song first. And then, let me see, what time is it? It's 10:25. Maybe I should just go ahead and do this piece and just get things moving a little bit because time is ticking fast. Good grief. Okay.
I know, man. The show is almost over.
I know, right? So let me get busy. Here's a piece I wrote maybe a week ago, maybe two, not too long ago, though. And it's called I Love What Don't Love Me. Melanin and genetics. Mysteries beyond my comprehension at this stage of my existence. I only understand what makes sense to me. Some of what I read, and a little of what I receive visually. I see endless variations of Nubian beauty, glistening, radiating, and rejuvenating from the sun. I see God's first human creation. And my logic tells me that perfection can only produce perfection. And yet, we now seem content to exist in rejection, oblivious to the ongoing programming to ensure our separation, brainwashed over the years to prevent our unification, and like sheep to the slaughter, we aid in our own demise, as if we no longer wish to acknowledge or employ the power of our omnipotent, omniscient heavenly connection. We target our aggressions, fears, and our anger on those who share with us a similar complexion, acting as if we're terrified of the elevation and united evolution possible from this, our present day ungodly, demonic situation. As for this modern enslavement and dehumanization of God's original human creation, we are equally guilty and responsible as long as we heed the call of Satan, killing and maiming and brutalizing our own with a warped, genocidal, unholy, hate-conjured justification. Justification to nonchalantly murder. Justification to kidnap and enslave. Justification to steal, plagiarize, rape, separate, disrespect, and reject our own. Justification to end a Nubian child's life and preventing their potential from becoming grown. It's rather mind-boggling when you really think about it. We are the only race that I know of who treats their own like yesterday's trash. Some may think I'm being a tad harsh or that I'm being a little rash. And although they may be right, I don't see it that way, especially in light of what I hear on the news each and every day. I fear this genocidal behavior is here in full force, and I also fear that it's here to stay. As much as it pains my very being to see us demonizing and attacking us, slowly but surely eradicating us, I have no effective recourse but to drop to my knees and call on Jesus. I've always believed that you love that which loves you. I guess it's my guarantee that I'll be loved in return. Equally, a love will be shared, one that is honest and true. Now, after years and years of loving that way, a realization hit me like a ton of bricks, dropping me to my knee. If I am completely honest with myself, I love but don't love me. I love the Nubian race in all its varied shades and ways. And I shall love you for all of my days, beyond eternity. But I can't help wonder when a bullet from my love will shut down my life. Because painful as it is, I must realize what I love don't love me. Poem.
Oh, this was dope right here, man.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. This right here was about black people doing things to other black people.
Yes.
Targeting through an aggression.
Mm-hmm.
You also call this our present day demonic situation.
Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing but the enemy still attacking God by attacking his firstborn.
Right.
And we're helping him.
I think that psalm says, help to give him a reply to the one that taunts him.
Mm. Yeah.
And you didn't leave anybody out. A lot of times people try to stand back and say they're neutral. But yeah, mm. They were all equally responsible.
Yeah. Every last one of us that does not. If you're not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. And in this, that is particularly applicable because we can't just sit idly by while our future is being murdered by our youth, killing babies, or some idiotic grown poke running around there like they're at the OK Corral shooting down the street. Without caring about whose grandmother sitting on the step. I think that's the biggest cowardice ever. If you got something against a man, go up to his face and speak to him. If you got to throw down, fight. And God forgive me for saying this, but if you feel you got to shoot him, shoot him. Learn what you're using. You sit up there and see these idiots on TV holding a gun sideways, running backwards and shooting things and hitting things, and you think you can do it?
Right.
You're a fool if you believe it. Boy, that sucker's me, in case you hadn't noticed. But there's just too many advancements for humanity that end up in the morgue prematurely because some idiot out there acting stupid.
You had talked about the reality of the situation too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, talked about that. I fear that the genocidal force is here to stay.
Yeah. Because I really don't see. I don't see. I can't see how it's going to.
You know,
change.
The scripture says it's going to go from bad to worse.
Yeah. And we ain't got worse yet. That's the scary
part.
No, we
haven't.
But those.
But if it said if he didn't put an end to it, it would extinguish everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's got to be done now. In light of the numerous inventions and elevation of this country, of the world, that came from Nubians, whether they got the credit for it or not, as you alluded to earlier, because the master wouldn't allow his slave to hold no patent, so he took credit for all of those inventions. But in light of the greatness that we have presented to this country already, can you imagine how much greater this country would be had we not killed so many of our own and allowed them to grow to even greater inventions, creations? Cancer could be cured. Homelessness could have been rectified. But the person that would have done that got shot in the drive-by.
Yeah, but you know, these people that are out here doing it, they're creating situations.
Yeah. It's,
like
it's,
you said, nobody is neutral. They have a responsibility, too.
Yes, every last one of us. Even if it's nothing but writing a very, very, very stern letter to some of these idiots that support the NRA and want to ease even more the gun laws. You know, what in the world does the average citizen need with an AK-47?
Sure, that's for Herman people.
Any of these automatic guns. I mean, I believe in our rights.
Yeah,
yes.
I want to shoot a deer with that.
The right to bear arms. That's for protection. Automatic weapons aren't for protection. That's for attacking someone.
Assaulting.
That's right. That's why they call them assault rifles. So, but the money that these powerful persons are making off of the guns, they've placed their profits over the value of human life. And we feed right into it when we place the fact that somebody stepped on my shoe over human life. The fact that he disrespected my girl over human life. We got to get our priorities together. There's nothing more valuable than the gift God gave us of life. How dare we think we have the right to take it from someone? And with that being said, we got some...
Brother, you
got
to
do
a passionate conviction.
I can go ham with that because it just I've seen some things, and you can't not hear about it every day in multiple corners of the country. Innocents are being killed.
A lot of these people out here joking around too much, too, man. These pranks that these people are doing to these people are mean-spirited, bro.
Yeah. I tell you, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. But that's okay. Because I got my daddy's guarantee where I'm going. So, some of y'all I ain't going to see. But I wish I could, and it's not too late, to prevent your introduction to that fiery lake. And with that, we're going to open up the next mic. And let me see who we got here. This is another one of Epiphany's fantastic folks. Welcome to the stage, y'all. Miss Lisa Lips. What's going on, Queen?
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
What's crack-a-lacking, Lisa Lips?
I'm enjoying you guys.
Yeah, he's dragging me around a little bit.
I'm going to hurt him.
I'm just saying.
You see the abuse, Lisa? You see the abuse? They like to pick on old people. The little young whippersnappers.
Throw a 40-year-old bride out there. Watch how young he gets. Old man powers reactivate.
I got a 40-year-old something daughter, and she's
so 50,
what can you reckon?
50 is the new 40. 50 is the new 40 anyway.
I know, that's right. 60 is the new 40.
Oh, all right. I must be 30 then.
There you go. As I come down, you can go down too. I'll never forget the time that my
I'm glad that you ain't locking off and say nobody else can come down here with me.
I know that's right. My daughter had the nerve to tell me, all right, Pop, this is when she turned 34. Excuse me, when she turned 38, because for the longest, people asked me how old I am. I said, I'm 38 again. So when she hit 38, she told me, now, Pop, we can't both be 38. Of course, I looked at her and said, I was here first, so it's mine.
Some questions.
So I guess
you're
my twin sister for this year. And she became 39, and I was still 38 again. But now, I've gone past that. I tell you. So, Miss Lisa.
You believe in Lisa Lips?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes folks just tell these stories to make themselves feel better.
Make themselves feel better.
To just be entertained.
Well, yeah. Look, I don't have no cable. I watch Porch TV.
Oh, that's good. That's a good channel there.
Let me tell you, when I
the action when they go live, you get 3D for real though.
Okay. The things we saw sitting out on the porch, man. Let me tell you, cable can't duplicate.
It's gonna come down through there.
Yeah, it really is. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. My wife can tell you everything that's going on that block. Let me move out the way. We sorry, release. We over here bantering. That's Paul.
All right. I ain't got nothing to say. So you handle this young man.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen. The lady of Friday night, the incomparable, beautiful, Lisa Lips, the mic is yours.
Oh, my. I am honored.
And we're going to get Paul to hit that mute button on his, too.
All right.
It was already muted.
So this is an older piece as well, and it's called Mama. God never saw fit to send life through me. The one time I tried, the circumstances were all wrong, and I lost her at the beginning of an unplanned gestation just before I knew she even existed. So I've never experienced the stretching of tiny limbs within the haven of my womb, the sweet agony of contraction, the rush of water and blood, the moving and stretching of flesh and bone that the body does on cue, the screams of labor and the urge to push, or the overwhelming love that comes from seeing that tiny being face to face for the very first time. And there has been love for children and young folks, people I've been blessed to have the chance to share sorrows and laughter with, to guide through good and bad, and to lay bare my life lessons in order to help them see a clearer path to their hopes and dreams. I take quiet pride in their accomplishments, and even when they've found reason to turn their backs on me, because I love their potential and I see my lessons working in them. So to honor the women that, for better or worse, truly perpetuate this world, thank you for giving life to the ones who have passed through my care. Without you, who carried the seed, I would have never known what it felt like to be called Mama. I'm Lips, and you've just been service.
Wow. The whole thing with the process of that. You know, that's something that men need to. Paul, can you mute your mic for one second, brother? Kind of throw me off. The whole process of that, the beauty in it, the pain, I was thinking about the organs contorting and shifting in order mm-hmm. to go ahead and make all this happen. And then you kind of like described it at the end. It was like as a man, I would be hesitant to go ahead and say what that description was, even though I had something in my mind. As a man, I would be hesitant to say what that description at the end was. You know, I was trying to give it a metaphor or something like that, but it went a little bit deeper than that. What did this piece mean for you?
I actually wrote it during Mother's Day season. It was a moment in time where I was kind of melancholy about the fact that the one time that I was pregnant, I lost it. And so it came from those feelings and from, you know, having been blessed with my godchildren and watching them grow. And, you know, even though I never experienced the fullness of pregnancy, I've been blessed to be mama to what are now four adult people, to know what that kind of love feels like.
This is a beautiful piece right here. This piece was a very sobering piece. I enjoyed this quite a bit, Lisa Lips. Brother, yes, ma'am. Brother Paul Sampson, how about you?
It was a phenomenal piece, and it's an excellent tribute to Mama. You know, the role of the female, even those that were not blessed to give birth to children, your role doesn't stop, and it's a beautiful thing to see women stand up in the role of mother, because the mother is the nurturer. She teaches, she comforts, she consoles. And those are things that the women do naturally to the young. And sometimes teaching and scolding the grown-ups too. But it's part of who they are. It's part of their purpose in life. So don't feel, I understand your pain and not being able to physically give birth, Lisa. But knowing what I know of you, I know you are a mother figure to quite a few people. So don't underestimate your importance
You are every bit as important in the role of mothering our children as those women that are blessed to give birth naturally. But it was a beautiful piece, and it was a visual piece. You know, I can remember the look on Tanisha's face when she came out, and it was a moment that I can't even put into words. But you were able to give me some visuals with that. It's a beautiful experience. So I really, really, really appreciate that piece. It was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Being in the role of mom, you know, a lot of times, it works in both directions. Just because you gave birth doesn't make you a mother, and just because you didn't doesn't preclude that you are not.
Absolutely. And then because, unfortunately, there are some that aren't quite up to the task.
Yeah.
As with men, but this poem was on mamas. But then there are those. And it almost seems unfair because some of the mothers, the women that I know that were not able to have children, I see that they are the best candidates for motherhood. So it's important that you realize that those same attributes you still hold and they need to be shared, especially when you see these rude, disrespectful kids coming up now because they're not getting the mothering that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your work cut out for you, Queen.
Yeah, sometimes I catch myself in public, not snatching people's children because I know that something needs to be done.
Yeah, I've caught myself once or twice with some unruly kids in the supermarket or something, and their lighter persuasion parents just sit there letting them act crazy. And I caught myself one time, and it almost came out my mouth. I turned around and said, if you don't beat that child. But I reeled it in just in time. But, yeah.
And then every now and then, there's a young person who reminds you that some folks were raised right, and they're raising their children right.
Yes. That's what restores my faith when I run into it, because it's getting to the point. It's hard to have faith in what's to come. But then, like you say, here comes one or two that they got it. They were given it, and they received it.
Yeah.
So I'm not as pessimistic about the future of our kids these days. And it just takes one, and some of that's going to rub off to some of their peers. So, you know, that ripple effect still applies. So we can't give up.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Miss Lisa, you have something going on in the Epiphany world also, don't you?
I sure do.
Why don't you tell us about it?
This Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, right here in Epiphany. Same bat channel, same bat number. It is the Inkwell. We always want to know what moves your pen.
You trying to get up in somebody's head, huh?
Yeah, I like to make an artist speak about themselves.
Okay. That's a good thought. And it's a good show. I've been there. And I love it a lot. Okay. Lisa, I definitely thank you for coming through with that piece. Let me see. Is there anybody? I'm missing somebody. 609's call dropped. Okay. All right. I guess it's just us.
I guess so.
So we're going to start winding things down. My brother, Jay. Just Jay. This is cool, man. I enjoyed hanging out with all of them.
I enjoyed it thoroughly too, bro. Yeah, that's why we did it, because we did it one time before. We said we was going to do it again.
Yeah, and we did. That's why you. That, I guess that's why you threw me under the bus. You're going to make sure I stuck to my word, huh?
Now you're getting it.
Just to be honest.
All right.
Y'all make a pretty good duo.
Yeah, we do make a good tandem. You keep me in line. I try to fight it.
But just say, don't you have something going on in the Epiphany world before we get off of this thing that you might want to share with the folk?
Yes, sir, I do. Infamous lyricist Jay Graham will be coming to Epiphany next week. And then the following week after that, on the Small House side, J-Rob, the wise son, will be coming to the living room for an interview. Make it over there. Jay will be on the 6th, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, 319-527-6300. Swing on in. I think y'all are going to like what we get from her. We did a pre-interview with her today, and she did a phenomenal job. I think y'all want to be there for that.
Yes, sir. Please be sure that you send me the event page. Oh, and then the one that's going to be on Small Talk, ping me in it, on it, because I forget things. I'm playing my age card right now.
I see. You just called it Small Talk, but it's okay.
I have, I have some timers.
I got all the timers.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I had me a good old time up here tonight. And I appreciate you. Oh, I guess I'm having everybody else promote their shows. I should do the same for mine.
Yeah, let's give that a shot. Paul, what you got going on, sir?
Well, thank you, King. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m., we have the Inspiration Factory, where we do poetry and praise. Tomorrow, I haven't written yet, but is Resurrection Sunday, so... I think it's going to be a good show. There's something about Resurrection Sunday that rubs me the wrong way, and I'll be speaking on that tomorrow. So if you're curious about what's bugging me with Resurrection Day or Sunday, dial that number, 319-527-6300 p.m. That's myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner, Mr. Alonzo. Come on through and join us. We'd love to have you. And with that, I got another song I want to play before I do that. Do you have any closing remarks?
Sir.
Yes, James.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Oh, man.
It's there all the time.
It just, I know. Hey, I thought Joel was in the queue. Joel was in the queue.
What number was he, dude?
I'm not for sure. It might be that number you seen it dropped up.
The 609 number.
I'm not for sure. Oh, that's him then.
There was a 609 that was in there and left, and then there was a 903 that was here and left.
All right.
So,
but brother, man, I really enjoy riding shotgun with you. I think me and you, we make a good tandem, man. We go ahead and knock it out. We keep it funny, we keep it live. We mix in a little God and how things are. We ain't beating nobody down. We just talking a little bit. Yeah. I like rolling out with you.
Same here, sir. Definitely. Now, let me see what song I want to play to go out with. This is fun going through all of y'all's music. I just stick to the factory music, but y'all got all kind of stuff up in here. Don't mind me. I'm like,
the inner thoughts are winning today, Paul.
Oh, I played that one already. All righty. Here we go. Well, once again, I want to thank everybody for coming through. Hope y'all come through next Saturday night and Sunday night and Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Thursday night and Friday night. Because here at Epiphany, we got some every night of the week. Same number. Love to hear from you guys. One love, one mic. God bless you.
Take care, Paul.
Take care, Paul.
All right.
Or go back.